Okay, hello. This is Kenneth Morgan filling in for Ben Mankiewicz. No, actually, this is Ken Morgan, who until recently was working back at the tech processing desk at South Plainfield Library. Now I'm kind of on hiatus given the current situation. Well, in the library's effort to help you keep yourself occupied during this period, we're going to try something a little bit different today. Now, one of the big things we do is we show movies. Well, we did show movies. And, well, we can't really do that today because the building's all closed up. But we're going to try and show movies a little bit differently today. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to be showing a movie where you are going to be watching it from home on your computer. Just below this announcement, there is going to be a link. Just click on that link, and that will take you to where the movie we're going to be showing today, assuming it is today, where it'll be located. Now, we can't do any of the more recent DVD releases like we used to do on Monday and Wednesday for various reasons. So what we're going to do is we're going to be showing classic movies, what we're going to try. And the movie we're going to be showing today is the movie we would have shown a few weeks ago on a Sunday afternoon. It's called Whodunit. It's a comedy mystery with Abbott and Costello. Now, it's more comedy than mystery. I would recommend don't even try to figure out who the guilty party is, because I suppose the clues are there, but they're not really important. It's mainly there for Abbott and Costello to make jokes, and they do it very, very well. This is a very funny movie. And there are also a couple of instances of what would be referred to today as leaning on the fourth wall or meta or whatever the current phrase is. But you'll know it when you hear it and see it. Now, for those movie fans out there, it has a pretty good cast. There are familiar faces, including Mary Wicks, William Bendix, Thomas Gomez, William Gargan. People who are fans of older movies will probably recognize them. And one voice you may recognize, there's a character in the movie, it's Usher, who makes a lot of trouble for Lou. And he is played by Walter Tetley. Now, you may recognize his voice, if you're of my generation, because he provided the voice of Sherman in the Mr. Peabody cartoons from Rocky and Bullwinkle. And fans of old-time radio will know him from his roles on shows like The Great Gildersleeve and the Phil Harris and Alice Faye show. Which is appropriate because this story takes place at a radio station. Now, a couple more things here. First of all, you may be wondering why you're not seeing me. That's because I'm doing this as audio only, because cameras hate me unless I'm behind them. And I'm a lot more comfortable doing the introduction this way. Now, like I said, we're going to try it this time. We're going to see how it works. And this also provides some advantages. I mean, now you can provide your own snacks. You don't have to rely on the popcorn that we give you. You can pretty much have whatever you want. And I'm sure the chairs at your house are a lot more comfortable than the ones that we provide. So, just go ahead, watch the movie, and leave your comments. We prefer you leave comments, good, bad, or indifferent. You know, we just want to hear from somebody. Leave them on the Facebook entry, and we'll see how this goes. And if it goes well, we'll try it again. So, from 1942, from Universal Pictures, here's Abbott and Costello in Whodunit. Hope you enjoy it.